press stop button alt plus F.
Hello, guys! Today is Tuesday, May 17th, 2016. Okay, I have a very interesting podcast for you guys. Today, I think I want to do something that has been disappeared for several years. It's been since 2000, maybe 2003. We haven't heard boo from this company. And it's SourceForge, but now it's owned by a brand new company. The podcast I'm going to be demonstrating today is the return of CDEX. Yeah, the return of CDEX. CDEX has returned. So, I'll explain to you what CDEX is. It's a CD burner. It's a CD ripper. An analog recorder. I don't think it could do your voice. It can do analog though. And it's an audio converter, CD ripper, analog recorder, which means like you could record off the radio, but I don't even use that. I use a virtual recorder for this. Now, CDEX has been disappeared. It disappeared back in 2003. No one's heard anything from the company. Then I think it returned briefly back in 2009 or 2010 with one version, and it wasn't that popular. But then, you know, Mary Emerson was kind of talking about it. Now I'm going to be talking about it. And I recommend that you use CDEX because it converts most formats. But note, it does not convert WMA to MP3. You will need a separate encoder for that. Maybe something like WinLame or something. And it does not use FLAC unless you have an encoder. But they're planning to put a FLAC, built-in FLAC on the next update. That's what I heard, and the company that owns it is Georgi Bernioshev. Now, here we go. I'm going to go Windows M for the desktop.
Desktop list, audio and conversion tools 9 of 30.
And I'm going to hit the letter C. I'm going to open it up, and we're going to go through the menus. Now, I'm not going to demonstrate the ripping because I don't have anything to rip. Nor do I have anything to convert. I'm very sorry, terribly sorry, but maybe I could do this in parts. If anyone wants, I could do a part one. I mean, I'm doing part one right now, but part one, part two, maybe I could do a part three on it. Here I go. I'm going to hit enter on, I'm going to hit the letter C about three times, and we're going to get to CDEX.
CDEX 6 of 13.
Okay, I'm going to open it up.
CDEX version 1.81. Dialogue artist album genre year. List to list.
Now, they really haven't changed too much. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you the menu. You know, maybe I should do this in parts. I'm going to show you all the menus, and then in part two, maybe I'll have something to convert because I have to get it off YouTube. Part three, I will be ripping a CD. My CDs are in another room, so we're not going to go through that today. But I'm going to show you all the menus. Now, and I want you to listen to this. This is going to really excite you. Here we go. I'm going to hit the Alt key now. Let me hit the Tab key and see. Nope. There's nothing here that the Tab key will pick up, so I'm going to hit the Alt key now.
File submenu Alt plus F.
You will be totally shocked when you hear this. Anyone that's listening to this, if it was your childhood, if you were growing up, if you use Windows XP, this runs on Windows 10, and it is a brand new version. It's 1.81. Now, listen to this.
CDEX version 1.81. Dialogue artist album genre year. List to list.
Now, I let you hear the version. Now, listen to this.
File submenu Alt plus F.
We're going to... There's a little menu here.
System info S1 of 4.
System info.
Compare two files, C2 and 4.
Compare two files. Now, I don't know what these do.
Exit X4 and 4.
There's exit. We don't want to exit. We're in CDEX.
System info S1 and 4.
System info.
Compare two files, C2 and 4.
Compare two files.
Exit X4 and 4.
Exit.
System info S1 and 4.
Okay, we're going to go to the right arrow now.
Select all control plus S1 of 8.
Select all.
Copy album info to clipboard C2 of 8.
Copy album info to clipboard.
Rename track F2 R3 of 8.
You can rename your track just like you can. I think you could do it in Windows Media Player.
Modify track name submenu M.
Modify track name.
Refresh track list F5 F6 of 8.
Refresh track.
Add/edit the list of genres D8 of 8.
Add/edit the list of genres.
Select all control plus S1 of 8.
Select all.
Copy album info to clipboard C2 of 8.
Copy album info. Oh, we're back around again. Now we're going to go to the right arrow, and you're going to hear some very cool options that Windows 98 and XP versions of CDEX had. Wait till you hear this.
Extract CD track S to WAV file F8 unavailable 1 of 10.
Extract. Now, all these are going to be unavailable because I do not have a CD to insert.
Extract CD track S to compressed audio file F9 unavailable 2 of 10.
Extract CD track to a compressed audio file.
Extract a section of the CD F10 unavailable 3 of 10.
Extract a section of the CD unavailable. Oh, just for your information, I just want to kind of bend the topic a little. We're talking about CDEX. If you have this program and you want to rip a CD, you can convert audio without a CD player, by the way. This is a converter and a ripper and only an analog-only recorder. But however, if you wanted to rip a CD, the best thing to do is, if your computer does not come with a CD burner or a CD reader, you can buy one off of Amazon, or you can get one at Best Buy or any of those local stores. And I'm going to continue going through this.
Re-encode compressed audio file SR5 of 10.
Re-encode compressed audio file. That means if you have a compressed file, it is usually re-encoded. It means you can make an MP3 smaller if you wanted. You can make, you can do all kinds of stuff.
Convert WAV file S to compressed audio file SF11C6 of 10.
You can convert WAV files to MP3.
Convert compressed audio file S to WAV file SF12C7 of 10.
Let me just go through that again.
Convert compressed audio file S to WAV file.
Convert compressed audio file to WAV. That's if you had an MP3 that was a 320 and you got it off the net and you wanted to make the file bigger because maybe you wanted to do a project with it and, you know, here we go.
Add a RIP WMA header S to MP2 or MP3 file SA9.
Add a RIP WMA FM. That's a hard thing to say. That's like a tongue twister here.
Strip the RIP WMA header S from MP2 or MP3 file SS10 of 10.
I don't know what that is. I think it stripped the WAV file and make it another format. I think that's the same version as convert. You can let me know whatever I miss. Please email me. I'll leave all that stuff at the end. But
extract CD track S to WAV file F8 unavailable 1.
Okay, we're back around again. Now we're going to go to the right arrow again.
Media file player P1 of 5.
Media file player. This does have a player. I don't know how accessible the player is, but I entered on it, and I'm going to click enter right now, and we're going to see what happens. Okay, nothing happened.
Record from analog input R2 of 5.
Now, this is what I was talking about. Record from analog input on. Okay.
Generate CUE sheets C3 of 5.
Generate CUE sheets. By the way, that's generate cue sheets.
Detect pre-gaps C4 of 5.
Detect pre-gaps.
Read UPC/RP code 515.
Read UPC/RP code. I don't know what that is.
Media file player P115.
Media file player, we're back around again.
Read from local free media unavailable L1 on 30.
Read from local freeds. Oh, I want to just point something out to you. That is, read from local freeds. It's based on your credentials. So what you have to do is, if you want your music to be tagged, when you first download this program off the net, which what you have to do is you have to put your email in, or that your tags aren't going to show. Don't worry, it's not a security risk. They just, for some reason, odd reason, they want you to know, or they want to know, Georgie Bernie wants to know who's using these products. So, let's go again.
Read remote free DB unavailable R2 on 30.
Read remote free DBBB.
Read from CD player period deny unavailable R3 on 30.
Read from CD player that's unavailable because I don't have a disc in here.
Read CD text unavailable T4 on 30.
Read CD text. I do not have a CD in here, so it's going to be unavailable.
Read from Winamp DB unavailable W5 on 30.
Read from Winamp DB. I do not have Winamp. Oh, CDEX, if I'm not mistaken, CDEX has Winamp built into it.
Read from Music Brain Sam 6 on 30.
We read from Music Brains. Now that is a new thing in the menu. They have never included that. Now, Music Brains is a program that tags your music. We're not going to get into that because it's not that accessible. It's called Music Brains the Card.
Save to CD player period in IS 8 on 30.
Save to CD player.
Save to local free DB unavailable S9 on 30.
Okay, we're back around. Now we're going to go to the right arrow again.
Settings F4 S1 of 8. Configure Winamp plugins W2 of 8.
Settings, configure Winamp plugins.
Show the play toolbar checked S3 of 8.
Show the play toolbar.
Show the recording toolbar checked R4 of 8.
Show the recording toolbar.
Show the profile toolbar checked P5 of 8.
Show the profile toolbar. They're all checked so far.
Show the ripping status details F3v6 of 8.
Now show the ripping status details. That's not going to be checked because I do not have a CD in here. As I said, this menu is very big. what I'm going to do is I'm going to do all the menus first because it is time consuming. And I do not have time tonight to sit here and rip a CD and convert. And I will hopefully. It has to be on my schedule though because I am busy sometimes. I hope to be able to get part 2 and part 3 within the next couple of days. So just stay tuned for that.
Clear ripping status C7 of 8.
Clear ripping status. No, it's not going to show anything because I do not have anything to rip.
Select language submenu L.
Select language. I'm not going to go through that because it doesn't, that part is not too accessible. The only thing it shows is the English and Italian.
Settings F4 S1 of 8.
Settings F4. Now let's go to the right arrow again.
Help on using CDEX F1 H1 on 5.
Help on using CDEX.
Donate to support CDEX D2 on 5.
Donate to support CDEX.
Check for updates C4 on 5.
Check for updates. I have the latest version, so I'm not going to waste my time checking for updates.
About CDEX, A5 on 5.
About CDEX. Let's hit enter. Wait, let's not.
Help on using CDEX F1 H1 on 5. Restore unavailable R1 on 7. Move M2 on 7.
Okay, now we're up to this.
Size F3 on 7. Minimize M4 on maximize X. Close C7 on 7. Restore unavailable R1 on 7.
Okay, that's the system menu. Oh my god, we went through all those menus, and we're not quite done there yet. There's a lot we can do with this program. As I said, this outbeats a lot of programs that I used to use back in the day, and I did use CDEX back in my Windows XP days, and I never used it again when Windows 7 came out, and I tried to mess with it in Windows 10, when the other company, I think it was SourceForge, did their own version, and that didn't work out. So now, oh yeah, Windows 10 rocks, man. This program, I think, really rocks. You can rip, You could do a lot of stuff with this. And yeah, this is great. So here we go again. I want to go to settings, actually. Let me hit escape.
System submenu space. CVEX version 1.81. Dialog artist album genre year. List to list. CVEX configuration dialog bitrate min mode quality VBR quality maxing.
Okay, now we're going to go to where the settings are. Now we're going to go to the bitrate. And I can show you how to set. There's many things we could set up in here. And let me give you a list, actually. Let me see if I can use my arrow keys to go up and down, and we're gonna see about setting some things up. But I'm not gonna change anything because I did create a folder on my C drive called Converted. Now here we go, we're gonna go up, I'm gonna do the up arrow first.
Level 0 encoding extended 3 on 4.
Okay, now I'm gonna hit the tab key now.
Okay button. Cancel button.
There's an OK button. There's a cancel button. I'm not going to change any of my settings, though. I'm only going to do what I have set. And I'll walk you through the settings step by step.
Help button. Tree view. Encoding extended 3 on 4 level 0. OK button. Cancel button. Help button. Tree view. Encoding extended 3 on 4 level 0.
Why am I getting... Wait, now I can't find... I'm looking for... Be patient with me. I'm looking for the encoding settings because I want to show you all the things that we can do with this. And this version does have some FLAC support, but it's not that good. Like, it can play FLAC files, but when you try to convert FLAC to WAV, you can do it. But when you try to convert FLAC to MP3, you can't quite do it. So this is what I'm going to show you here. I'm going to try to show you.
Level 1 encoders 1 of 2. Encoders 1 of 2 level 1.
I did... Okay, I went down arrow because I wanted to show you all the encoders that we have here to work with.
Encoder property page bitrate min mode quality VBR quality max AVR KPBS VBR method version. Convert to RIF WAV files checkbox not checked.
Okay, we don't want that.
Combo box normal collapse.
Now I'm going to show you what this is. This is a menu.
Above normal.
Above normal.
Highest.
Highest.
Above normal, normal, below normal, lowest, below normal, normal.
I'm gonna leave it at normal, guys. So, now, I showed you that, now I'm gonna go here again.
Friend priority combo box, same MP3 encoder, version 1.32, engine 3.99 MMX, collapse.
Now we have lame MP3 encoder, 3.99 MMX, and I'm gonna go down, we're gonna go to the down arrow now.
External encoder.
External encoder.
Yamaha BQF encoder.
Yamaha BQF encoder.
Asterisk slash word XAC encoder.
Asterisk, I don't know what all these are, so I'm just gonna go through them.
Microsoft WMA encoder.
Microsoft WMA encoder. For some reason, that does not work. I don't know why, but it's in here. They need to fix that. It's a bug in the Windows 10, I guess.
Title AC encoder.
Silent AC encoder.
External Zing encoder.
External Zing encoder.
WAV output encoder.
WAV output encoder.
FOC DLL encoder 1.28.
FOC DLL, I think it's FLAC or FOC, I don't know.
Odd Vorbis DLL encoder. Zithereum Orb Limb Vorbis at 20,150,105.
Odd Vorbis.
Google No Code DLL encoder version ver 3.13 May 22,004.
There's Goder encoder.
External music hack encoder.
Instruder ACK encoder.
Monkeys audio encoder DLL Chinese letter FU string period CPP 0.000.
There's Monkeys encoder.
MTTBQF TV Kent period DLL encoder twin 97,012,000.
There's a DLL here.
FLAC encoder DLL.
FLAC encoder DLL. And that's it. So right now I'm going to put it back to the MP3 and hit escape.
MTT Monkey Tech, Gold Bond, W, External Title, Micro Asterisk, Yamaha VQ, External Lame MP3 Encoder, version 1.32, engine 3.99 MMX.
I'm not touching that. Now, we can, hopefully we can hit the tab key, and I'll show you all the bit rates here that we have. Now that we did all the encoders, I could show you the bit rate.
Don't delete RIP WAV file after conversion checkbox not checked.
I like, you know what I like to do? I like to delete these because... I don't like to have my files FLAC MP3. Like, if I'm converting a FLAC file, I don't like to have it FLAC MP3, FLAC... You know, I don't like my files to be in one folder.
Encoder options, grouping encoder, property page, bitrate, min mode, quality, VBR, quality, max, AVR, KPBS, VBR methods, version, combo box, MPEG, collapse.
We have MPEG I, we're going to leave it at that. Just leave everything the way it is. Now, you don't have to set this up the way I have it. You could set it up any way you want. So, here I go.
Combo box 56, KBPS collapse.
Now, I'm going to show you all the different bit rates we have.
48 kbps.
We have 48.
40 kbps.
40.
32 kbps.
32. By the way, I don't use 56. I just use that because I was recording a talk show.
40 kbps.
We have the 40.
48 kbps.
48.
56 kbps.
56.
64 kbps.
64.
80 kbps.
80 kbps.
96 kbps.
96.
112 kbps.
112.
128 kbps.
128.
160 kbps.
160.
192 kbps.
192.
224 kbps.
224.
256 kbps.
256.
320 kbps.
So, the highest you can go is 320. Now, I'm going to put it back to where I had it because I might want to record another talk show. But for music, I always keep it at 128 stereo, and 128 should be legit. Most people like 320. Some of my friends do. It all depends on your preference, okay? So we're going to go back to where I had it.
200, 200, 100, 100, 100, 100, 96, 56 kbps.
Right there. And we're going to tab.
Combo box 56 kbps collapse.
Okay, we're going to do it's 56 again. That's the maximum, minimum bit rate, maximum bit rate. I have them both set at 56. Now, that's temporarily. That's only temporary, okay? Now.
Stereo radio button checked.
I have it set to stereo.
Private checkbox not checked.
Private checkbox not checked. I don't know what that is.
Checksum checkbox not checked.
Checksum checkbox not checked.
Original checkbox not checked.
Original checkbox not checked.
Copyright checkbox not checked.
Copyright checkbox not checked.
Combo box very high quality. Q equals zero collapsed.
Alright, I have it set to the very high quality, even though I'm recording at a low bit rate. Sometimes I like to record, like, radio talk shows for my father or whatever.
On the fly MP3 encoding checkbox checked.
On the fly MP3 encoding checkbox checked. You want that checked because you want it not to ask you every time you want to convert to MP3.
Combo box VBR default collapsed.
VBR default.
Combo box VBR zero collapsed.
VBR zero.
Quality.
Quality, that part doesn't read that well.
VBR quality. VBR KPBS. VBR method. Output sampler rate.
Output sampler rate is 44,100. You want to leave it at that.
Output sampler rate combo box 44,100 collapse. Okay button. Cancel button. CDEX version 1.81. Dialogue artist album genre year. List to list.
Okay, we're going to go back into the settings again because for some reason, I don't know what happened. I did not hit the OK button, but here we go again.
CDEX configuration dialog bitrate min mode quality VBR quality max AVR tabs 2 of 2 level 1. Level 0 CD database expanded 4 of 4. Level encode level 0 encoding expanded 3 of level 1 CD drive settings 1 of 1.
I want to show you CD drive settings. We did encoding. Now, usually I would do this in order, but I wanted to kind of like do it out. I think CD drive settings would be on the top.
CD drive property page, CD drive read sector, read overlap, CD ROM drive type, CD speed start offset sectors, end offset.
This is
sectors,
all for time. This is all for ripping, by the way.
Edit selected 26.
26.
Edit selected 0.
These are all the drive settings here.
Edit selected 0.
0 0 0.
Edit selected 0.
0 again.
Edit selected 0. Edit selected 0. Combo box generic collapse.
You want to leave this stuff alone. I'm just showing this to you.
Auto detect button. Swap left and right channels checkbox not checked. Eject CD when ripping has been completed checkbox not checked.
I have not set my ripping settings up because I got this program last week, so.
Enable jitter correction checkbox not checked. Select all CD tracks by default. Checkbox checked.
Okay, that's checked.
Use native empty SCSI library. Checkbox not checked.
I don't know what SCSI is.
Lock CD during extraction. Checkbox checked.
Yeah, that's checked.
Combo box standard collapsed.
That's standard.
Use CD text if available. Checkbox checked. Sample offset edit. Select and fix. OK button. Cancel button. Help button. Tree view. CD drive settings 1 of 1 level 1.
Okay, we're back around. We did that. We did the CD drive settings.
Level 0 ripping extensions 2 of 4. Level 1 directories and files 2 of 2. Generic 1 of 2 level 1. Level 0 general extensions 1 of 4.
We're gonna do general now. Here we go.
OK button. Cancel button. Help button. Tree view. General extension. OK button.
You know what? This menu doesn't read too well. We're gonna skip that.
Cancel button. Help button. Tree view. General extension. Level 1 generic 1 of 2. General property page C. Users Bobby update a local temp if signal is less percent if signal. Normalize checkbox not. Edit. Selected 90. Edit. Edit. Selected 98.
I don't know what this one does.
Selected automatic shutdown after ripping slash encoding checkbox not checked. Digital CD playback checkbox checked.
Yes, some of these are accessible, some of these are not. I want to finish this up, so I'm going to kind of go through these quickly.
Okay button. Cancel button. Help button. Tree view. Generic 1 of 2 level 1.
Okay, that was the generic.
Directories and files 2 of 2 level 1.
Now, we're at directories and files. Alright, so, here we go. We are going to do this. I have a folder, as I said, called Converted, and you are going to hear NBDA read the Converted. Here we go.
File names, property page C. Users Bobby Converted C. Users Bobby Music Artist Album Playlist File Name Recorded Tracks Artist Album Track Number Leading 0 Track Name File Name Format File Name File Name Format Type Edit Selected percent 1% 2% 7% 4.
Now, you're probably wondering, okay, when I convert a piece of audio, what I do is I use the C Users Bobby Music folder. I have all my audio in there, and I select it all. I copy it to the clipboard. This converts full folders, by the way. You can do folders. Yes, you can. And by the way, this is a full working audio converter as well. so here we go. So C, all my folders and my music will land in C Users Bobby Converted. So, okay, we're gonna...
Button.
Now, this is a browse button. It doesn't read well, but I'm gonna hit space on it.
File name info options dialog. File name format strip. CMX configuration dialog. File names property page C. Users Bobby Converted C. Users Bobby Music Artist Album Play Edit Read Only. Select and C. Users Bobby Converted.
So what you're gonna do, if you wanna browse for something, you're gonna hit enter on this.
Browse for folder dialog, please select a folder. Tree view, level 5 converted 3 of CMX configuration dialog. File names property page C. Users Bobby Converted C. Users Bobby Music Artist.
Those are all my directories. I let you hear my directories. Okay, now, what's the next step here? Oh, I'm a little lost now. Let me think of where I was.
Edit read only. Char subs button. Split track edit. Select edit button. And files to PLS playlist. Checkbox not checked. OK button. Cancel button. Help button. Tree view. Level 1 directories and files 2 of 2.
We did directories and files.
Generic 1 of 2 level. Level 0 general extended 1.
We did the general.
Level 1 generic 1 of 2. Generic 1 of 2 level 1.
We did generic.
Directories and files 2 of 2 level 1.
We did directories and files.
Level 0 ripping extensions 2 of 4.
Ripping! We haven't covered that yet. But we're not gonna rip. We're only gonna do the menus because this is a pretty good program.
OK button. Cancel button. Help button. Tree view. Ripping extensions 2 of 4 level 0. OK button. Cancel button. Help button. Tree view. Ripping extensions 2 of 4 level 0.
You know what? The ripping menu is not really showing for some reason. I think because I don't have a disc, so we're gonna skip that.
Level 1 CD drive settings 1 of 1.
We did the CD drive settings.
Level 0 encoding extensions 3 of 4.
We did encoding.
Level 1 encoders 1 of 2.
Encoders.
Tabs 2 of 2 level 1. Tabs 2 of 2 level 1.
Oh, here's one we didn't do. We didn't do tags.
Tab options property page tab comment field ID free tab version encoded by field track and our format picture. Combo box and collapse.
Okay, I don't know what that is. Oh, ID3 tags are what you want your music to be when you rip.
Edit blank. Edit blank.
These are all edit fields, I think, for filling in the ID3 tags.
ID3V1 checkbox not checked. ID3V2.3 checkbox checked. ID3V2.4 checkbox not checked. Edit read only blank. Picture text edit blank. Picture options grouping. And picture checkbox not checked.
No.
Okay button. Cancel button. Help button. Tree view. Tabs to up to level 1.
Okay, so we covered that one. Let's see if there's anything else in these menus I can cover.
Level 0 CD database expanded 4 on 4.
So we're going to do CD database.
Okay button. Cancel. Help button. Tree view. CD database. Okay button. Cancel. Help button. Tree view. CD database expanded 4 on 4 level 0.
You know what? We can't really because this is not readable for whatever reason.
Level 1 local 3DB 1 of 2.
Local free DDB. That's local free D database.
Local free DDB property page C. Users Bobby app data local CDEX local CDDB free DDB path winamp in CDDA period CDDB path winamp 2.78 Windows format free DDB file break store in CD clear period in I file checkbox not check. Store in local free DDB use on directory write as MSDOS local free DDB settings grouping. Okay button. Cancel button. Help button. Tree view. Local free DDB 1 of 2 level 1.
Okay, well, that explains that. That's for storing the data. Now...
Remote FreeDB 2 up to level 1.
Remote FreeDB.
Remote FreeDB property page remote server your email address proxy port password timeout seconds. Edit. Blank. Edit. Selected 20. Use proxy checkbox authentication check auto connect to remote and site button. Query sites. Reset all button. Submit option. OK button. Cancel button. Help button. Tree view. Remote FreeDB 2 up to level
1. Now that's what I was talking about. And I'm going to go through this again and explain it to you.
Remote FreeDB property page remote server your email address proxy port password timeout seconds address path protocol location port combo box FreeDB period FreeDB period org HTTP 80 FreeDB random FreeDB server collapse.
Okay, it wants your email if you're gonna use this to rip CDs. I don't have this set up and I am terribly sorry. Hopefully, you know, next time I do this tutorial, I'm going to be ripping and I'm gonna be converting. So, bear with me, I just wanted to show you the menus.
Edit, blank. Edit, selected 20. Use proxy checkbox not checked. Authentication checkbox not auto connect to and site button. Query sites button. Reset all button. Submit option. OK button. Cancel button. Help button. Tree view. Remote FreeDB 2 up to level 1.
Okay, are we done with the menus yet? If we are... Yes, we're all done. And guess what? That concludes this part of the Bobby Vinton podcast. So, this is going up on Sam Toopey's website, and whoever wants a copy of this is more than welcome to. And I'm going to wrap it up. My contact info is email bvinton@optonline.net. That's bvinton@optonline.net. My Skype name is CD Burnerman. That is CD, all lowercase, because some people put the capital. That's CD, all one word, BURNERMAN 44. And to get this piece of software, CDEX, you can get it at www.sourceforge.net. You can also get it at www.filehippo.com. And you could also get this software at cdex.sourceforge.net. So there's a couple of sites where you could get it from. Oh, and you can also get CDEX from www.cnet. That is cnet.com. Well, that wraps it up for Bobby Vinton. And the next time I do this, I should be doing part 2. I would like to do part 2 and part 3, and they're going to be shorter. Okay, I just wanted to show you the menus, so bye for now!
CDEX version 1.81, dialogue, virtual recorder dialogue.